Bravo, thank you very much. Thank you all for attending today. I told the public that I'm talking about intolerance, and I told you I'm talking about intolerant Unitarians. It's nice to see that you showed up despite of that, and I'm glad we took up the collection before the talk. A little publicity for my annual dinner, Rockford Urban Ministries' 55th annual dinner. It's at Court Street Methodist. We are inviting the mayor to come down and talk about how faith community can be more active in the city. I really wasn't going to do a dinner. I couldn't find any churches that had cooks or a decent kitchen. And until Ron and Carol Burmeister, they're celebrating their 55th wedding anniversary, and they said that they would underwrite the dinner. Has to be vegetarian, though. Where's the meat? That's what all my church ladies say. It's just, where's the meat? But after talking to the chef, we're going to do a vegan meal. So even more in support of the poor of the world, because all those beef cattle take a lot of food and water to feed. We're going to do it for the earth, for the environment. We're going to do it for our own health and for a great experiment. So far we have 90 people signed up, which is more than we usually have. You're still welcome. If you could pick up a flyer and share it with your community of friends, that would be great. I discovered the UU Church in 1973 when my friend Steve Bay was asked to speak about his Vietnam War experiences. He compared the war to the rape of a woman. I thought the church would rise up and throw him out on his ear. Instead, you rose up and gave him a standing ovation. I've been a visiting friend ever since. Thank you for your support of Rockford Peace and Justice Action Committee, the Sinisippi Alliance for the Environment, which when we took on the nuclear power plant, the harm reduction or needle exchange when very few others would, Just Goods, the Fair Trade Store, how many have been down there? I can't get that from almost any other church in Rockford, that many hands up. And of course, your longtime support of RUM. That's what we affectionately call Rockford Urban Ministries, and no, we are not going to change the name. As one of your pastors said, we Unitarians like to work with the Trinitarians on peace and justice issues. Well, I enjoy working with Unitarians, especially your lay representatives from this church to the RUM Council, John McGinty. John's here. There he is. Great Rockford renowned photographer and chronological people who takes records of peace and justice activities in Rockford. He is now the vice chairman of our executive committee, and David Black, who is not only on the RUM Council, but is also a good friend and supporter of Rockford Peace and Justice. He's my mentor on many social issues. And I have received so much mentoring, support, and at least pats on the back from most of you. When asked by my Methodist overlords as to why I attend so many of this congregational's services, after all, there are 22 RUM member churches, 17 of which are United Methodist, I tell them I come here for the coffee. But I really come here for your warm greetings, the expression of love, concern, and some sincere friendships. I receive that from all of the rum churches, but I do get negative individual comments from some of them, and they could be downright hostile. Here, your biggest complaint is that I'm not doing enough. The great theologian Garrison Keillor once told of an Eastern UU congregation that sent missionaries to northern Minnesota back in the 1860s. They came to teach interpretive dance to the Native Americans. I think it was a comment on our smugness and overconfidence. Of course, there are many more jokes and stories that are said about Unitarians, especially by Unitarians, among Unitarians. Some of that humor focuses on tolerance that you have of different beliefs or of no belief. There's a fire in a Jewish temple, a Catholic, and a Unitarian church. Guess which one runs in to save the coffee pot? Your tolerance of world religions contrasts sharply with some apparent distaste for Christianity, which confounds many liberal Christians because sometimes this doesn't apply to all. We liberal Christians are lumped in with the conservatives and seem to be written off altogether. I'm a Christian because I was raised that way. I left my faith in Vietnam, but upon my return, I heard a Christian musician sing about a God that hated war and loved the poor, and I stood up. I had a religious awakening, and the name that I use is Jesus. I soon discovered that my distaste for war was not shared by the first Christian church I attended, one of the big buildings on Guilford and Mulford, but at the fifth Christian church, which is now Second First, I found like-minded preachers. By the way, my evangelical brethren sometimes joke about the United Church of Christ, UCC, as standing for Unitarians Considering Christ. And the United Methodist Church, UMC, Unitarians Mentioning Christ. They are lumping us in with you. In 1985, the pastor of our Master's United Methodist Church told me about this job as director of Rockford Urban Ministries. And one of my first acts was confronting intolerance, the deadly kind. The Laotian Buddhist temple came under attack almost every secular holiday, such as 4th of July, Memorial Day. The attacks were high-powered rifle shots and some pipe bombs that luckily fizzled. No one was hurt. I called for pastors to join in front of the temple and celebrate our freedom of worship. The media enjoyed it and publicized it. And out of that, we created an interfaith council that tries to respond to such attacks. David Weisbard, one of your former UU pastors, was the first to stand with me and help found the Interfaith Council. As a Christian, I have been scolded by some other Christians about my liberal viewpoints and issues. I know there are intolerant Christians out there, but I also know that we have many allies within the Christian faith, even more. They join in specific causes of justice, and yes, even peace marches. Some, though, remember Weisbard's vociferous attack against the generic prayer hanging in the Rockford Park District offices. I believe it was some rendition of Johnny Appleseed's "The Lord Has Been Good to Me." Yes, you remember that. Quite a few liberal Catholic friends of mine hate the term that some Unitarians use in describing your members. You know what it is. Recovering Catholics. To them, it implies that Catholicism is an addiction that has to be conquered. It is a cute turn of phrase, but it offends people who do not who do join us on social justice issues. Catholics have harbored many liberal saints, I don't have to remind you. Some died in Guatemala and Nicaragua defending the poorest of the poor against dictators and U.S. military intervention. Thomas Merton, a Catholic monk, was in dialogue with Thich Nhat Hanh, a Vietnamese Buddhist peace activist. The Barrican brothers, Catholic priests, marched into selective service conscription offices during the Vietnam War and burnt files full of registered soon-to-be servicemen that were most likely destined for the war. There are still Catholics who break into military industrial complex factories and literally try to beat the weapons of war into plowshares. And here in Rockford, Father David Bouvet, one of the more liberal local Catholic priests, and probably one of the only liberal Catholic priests left, could give us a few pointers on working with Catholics on social justice issues. There's bigger fish to fry. When the sheriff proposed to rent jail space for rounding up immigrants, this church took the lead in opposing it and hosted meetings and organized rallies that eventually changed minds and lessened fear in the immigrant community. Thank you. One of the more conservative Catholic congregations, St. Edward's, hosted a very important public meeting confronting the sheriff and his staff. And I saw Unitarians in the audience. Standing with someone in times of distress is so important. That's what builds the bridges. And that is what we should continue to do. You stayed focused on the issue and worked with Catholics and evangelical Latinos, as well as others, and brought about a good result. That is a model for working on future issues. We have a jail that was built with the support of Rockford Urban Ministries and liberal friends who wanted more humane treatment. Because of state cutbacks, the sheriff cut back on classes for the inmates. There's a strong jail ministry that offers many classes, all Bible-related and Christian-based. They have a large list of volunteers and do important work. They don't, though, seem to appreciate volunteers that have not accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Thanks to the work of the Interfaith Council, the Jewish rabbi, Muslim imam, and some of the Baha'is have access to their people who request spiritual guidance. Not only should we ensure that all faiths have access, but there must be secular and non-religious life skills training in our jail. I myself confess to being intolerant, especially of people who are intolerant. I try to encourage the new younger crop of United Methodist pastors to speak out about intolerance and racism. I try to focus their attention on the Rockford Housing Authority Grove Project. RUM hosted a discussion between residents and soon-to-be neighbors and brought them together at Heartland Church, one of the more conservative Christian congregations. We found support and healing, and yes, the Unitarians were present and are very supportive, but the ones I want to convince are those sitting on the fence, not speaking out against racist and fearful comments. The pulpit is a tool in that struggle. This one has a strong advocate for justice. I relate these stories to encourage you, the most tolerant community in the city of Rockford, to be even more careful in your remarks when defending yourselves out in the secular world. Do not assume that every Catholic and Christian that you meet is in the opposite camp. Even with the hot topics of abortion and choice, feminism and peace. In fact, I recommend you assume, because they are Christian, you may have more commonalities than differences. We have to set aside our own prejudices and find common ground with people we rarely speak to. This church is growing because you are proud of your minister and the ministry and the work you do in the community, and you want to share this little light with friends and family and the community. Please stand with the oppressed, even if they are meeting in a different church, then invite people to join you in this church to hear prophetic words that touch hearts and transform our community. Thank you and amen. Please stand and we will sing one of my favorite Christian hymns.